Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I tell you what. This is a sight for sore eyes and a sound for sore ears.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. The Niners are 2-0.
Yep.
And Jonathan Kuminga is not going to be a part of this conversation.
You don't think?
I don't think. So this is exciting. We do this every Wednesday, as you all know. At 3:15, when we go out to one of our favorites, NFL Film Zone, Greg Cosell joining us on the River Islands guest line with all things from the 49ers tape. Hey, Greg, what's going on this week?
I mean, I'd much rather talk about Nate Thurman than Jonathan Kuminga.
Have you ever broken down Jonathan Kuminga tape, Greg?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I'm a big basketball fan. I actually played it 100 years ago when I was, actually a young man.
Yeah, but
you must have been probably a stretch four, right, Greg, back in the day?
Well, I used to be 6'4". I think in my advancing years, I'm probably lost a little bit. But, yeah, I used to be 6'4".
Okay.
Yeah, the scout tape has you at 6'1 and 7/8", actually.
Hey, my claim to fame is in high school. Well, you guys, will probably remember. In high school, I went head-to-head against Ernie Grunfeld.
Wow,
and
okay.
How'd it go?
Not well for me.
Okay.
Yeah. He had, who remembers this, but he had 36 points and 25 rebounds, and I didn't.
Okay, I did not remember that.
Yeah, but I mean, we'll take he eventually went on to have a great NBA career, and I'm not sure if you did.
And right. I did not, by the way, and I did not.
No, but you did go on to have a great career, so much so that you could say to us on one Wednesday that you've got a bromance with Fred Warner, and then the very following week, he wins NFL Defensive Player of the Week.
I mean, it's funny. There's four or five guys that work with me on the NFL matchup show every week, and every time I watch the Niners D, I just say to these guys, God, Fred Warner is so good. I mean, he's just so much fun to watch. I mean, the size, the way he moves, he sees things instantly. I've thought for 3-4 years, maybe longer, I lose track of when he came out, but I do remember even evaluating him coming out of BYU, where he almost never, ever lined up as a stacked linebacker in college, by the way, and obviously became the best stacked linebacker in the National Football League.
Fred Warner plays are like our children, Greg. You love all of them the same, but I'm going to ask you to pick between Fred Warner plays, the Alvin Kamara, take it off your helmet, fumble and fumble recovery, or the late third down pass breakup that helped seal the game. What was your favorite Fred play from the game?
Well, I'm not good at picking like that, but if you want to start with the defense, I thought there was a lot to like with this defense. In fact, as I was watching it, and I watched it pretty slowly today because I was enjoying it. If their secondary, particularly the corner position, can hold up, and obviously they're playing the rookie Siegel at safety, who I think is going to be a nice player. I don't know what Mustafa's situation is. Is he on IR?
He is on IR for right now, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know what they'll do when he comes back. Who knows? It might be Pinnick that sits. I mean, Pinnick was obviously a guy who's been in the league, been with a lot of teams. But the point I was trying to make is they played almost all nickel in this game. I think, you know, in terms of number of snaps, they played 65 snaps in nickel and only 2 snaps in base defense, and that was situationally specific. So I don't know if that's something they'll continue for the rest of the season or if that just happened to be game specific. When it's only 2 games in, you don't know that for sure yet. But I will say that if their outside corner is green and Lenore can hold up and Stout could be a solid nickel, that front six is really, really good, really good. I thought Williams, the rookie, Mikel Williams, I thought he had some really good snaps both in the run game and rushing the quarterback. Right now his game is built on power. He's very strong. As a rusher, he'll need to work on some hand usage, some other things besides power, but he is strong. And normally power is the really good starting point for a player, a D lineman. So I thought he played well. I thought Collins had some really good snaps inside at D tackle. And look at what they're getting from Davis. Davis, through 2 weeks, has yep. played really, really well inside. So this front six, in my view, has played based on tape study. Again, that's what I do. This is not just, these are not idle comments. You guys know that. It's all based on tape study. I think that this front six has played very, very well.
Greg Cosell with us, as he is every week, on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. All right, we'll circle back to the defense, but we're clearly burying the lead. What did you think of Mac Jones' performance?
Oh, did he play quarterback in that game?
I'm told, yeah, that's who it looked like.
You know, I thought he was very, very – you know, it's funny. Matt, we talked about this a little bit last week. You know, Mac Jones – what is Mac Jones? Mac Jones is an executor and a ball distributor. That's what Mac Jones is. So in a system with Kyle Shanahan where they present a lot of clean throws and a lot of good looks, he can function well. Although I really thought that his touchdown to Jennings early in the fourth quarter that ended up being the winning margin in the game – I thought that was a really, really good play by Mac Jones. I won't go into all the details because people can't see it. But initially, the Saints showed a man-to-man look. And I think that that play was going to be, if it stayed man, I think they were going to throw the wheel route to McCaffrey on the boundary side because he was going to be covered by Pete Werner. But there was late coverage rotation, and they went to cover two. And so when Mac Jones took the snap, he had to recognize that instantly and realize that throwing the wheel route to McCaffrey was not going to be there. And he immediately, intuitively understood where to go with the football. And he hit Jennings right in the void in cover two with kind of a layered throw. I thought that was really, really good quarterbacking. That's the kind of thing he can do. Purdy's really good at that too. He's shown that he can do that in this offense through the years that he's played in it. So I thought Mac Jones played well. He was outstanding on third down. He was 7-for-12 for 121 yards and all 3 touchdowns. 6 of the 7 completions resulted in first downs. That's what's really important. You know, it's because a lot of times guys complete balls on third down, but if they don't get a first down, you're punting. So 6 of the 7 completions resulted in first downs. I thought he played really solid football. And another guy I think is really worth mentioning, I know Ben Bartsch went on IR today. I thought Connor Colby, the rookie from Iowa who came in and replaced him, I thought he played really, really well. And I think I made it a point to look at him pretty closely because I did him coming out from Iowa, and I assume he'll be the starter given how he played in this particular game.
Break that down in more detail, Greg, if you would, because Colby came in, and yeah, they didn't miss a beat, but also I was looking at an offensive line that kind of struggled to run the ball overall. What did you think of the offensive line, not only from Colby, but in general as it relates to them running the football?
Yeah, I didn't think the run game was bad. I think what's been missing, you know, is just that there's been no long runs broken. So in other words, you know, normally someone like McCaffrey, you know, he could have, I mean, this game, I think he had only 13 rushes. They were very heavy throwing the football, which obviously was a decision made during the game that that's how Kyle wanted to play it. Normally they don't play like that, but normally with really, you know, great backs, what happens very often, guys, is they get one or two runs of, you know, 25, 30 yards. Sometimes they could get a 50-yarder, and that makes the numbers look really good. But in some ways, it's no different than the 13 for 55. Let's say his next run was for 30 yards, and then he would be 14 for 85 yards, and you'd probably be saying, oh, McCaffrey had a pretty good game. So what's missing is really the one or two breakaway runs. I'm going through the same thing in Philadelphia with Saquon Barkley. You know, there's just not breaking the one or two long runs that he seemed to break in the third and fourth quarter every game a year ago that McCaffrey broke 2 years ago seemingly in every single game. And that jacked up the numbers. But I don't think their run game was bad.
No, Christian did also, even without those breakaways, he averaged over 4 yards a carry, which is usually kind of the benchmark. I'm interested in the rest of the run game, though. Like, we know that Brian Robinson is learning on the fly. What have you seen from him so far, and did it get better from week one to week two?
Well, he's a specific kind of runner. You know, he's a grinder. He's a tough, physical, inside runner. He's got good size. He's not a breakaway back. He's not going to be like McCaffrey. You know, you would expect McCaffrey to start to break some. You know, he's been pretty close a couple of times. Robinson's not that kind of back. He's more of the grinder type. So, you know, for him, if he gets an 8-yard run, that's a nice run for the kind of back he is. So I think you have to look at him and evaluate him differently than you would evaluate McCaffrey or a so-called top back in the league, because that's not the style of back he is. Now, I always thought, based on coming out of Alabama and even to some extent with the Commanders, that he could theoretically be a quote-unquote foundation back because he's a sustainer. That's what his traits are. But he's not going to be, hopefully McCaffrey stays healthy, he won't be that guy, obviously, with the 49ers. You know, hopefully he's the complement. You know, maybe two series a game he plays instead of McCaffrey so you don't wear McCaffrey out. But he's not going to break 30, 40-yard runs.
What did you think of the overall run game and even the offense? Once Juszczyk goes out, you had no Kittle. They went to 12 personnel a lot, even 13. They went to 13 at times, Greg. And I was like, where's Greg Cosell? They're going to 13 personnel. I'm so excited.
Well, they played 5 snaps and 13 personnel. And, you know, Juszczyk got hurt after playing 10 snaps. You know, so then you adjust. You know, and you're prepared. Coaches are prepared for contingencies like that. And obviously they were also playing with Kendrick Bourne. He played 35 snaps as the third wide receiver. And even though he'd been there before, he hadn't been there in quite some time. And now you're jumping him in as the third wide out. And it's just not that easy to step right in as if, you know, you were there last week. So, you know, it was given that they were playing with a backup quarterback, Juszczyk goes out, Bourne becomes the third wide out. It was a pretty efficient offensive game. If memory serves me correctly, guys, they did not turn the ball over, right?
Just the one time.
Yeah, Mac Jones fumbled one time.
Yeah.
Right, correct. I remember that now. Yes. Yeah, but I mean, you know, he didn't throw a pick. I mean, it was, for the most part, it was a relatively clean game. And, you know, I think if they play clean football, they normally move the ball to some extent.
Greg, I'm interested in going back to the other side of the ball and one of your previous comments that you really kind of like what you're seeing defensively. And you went through some of the detail, but I wonder about this. A lot of fans going into the game were like, Spencer Rattler is, you know, this is not a high-level starter, at least not yet. He's a young kid who's getting a crack the first time. When you look at his numbers and he goes 3 touchdown passes, no picks, is that an area? Did he move the ball a little bit better than you would have expected? Is that an area of concern?
Well, you know, the thing is they put up some decent numbers. I mean, even Kamara had, I guess, 21 for 99. Kamara's a guy that just the way he moves, I'd like to be able to move like that just for one day in my life. You know, he looks like he's moving on air.
I hear you used to on the hoops court.
Yeah,
Greg.
Against Ernie Grunfeld.
Well, not quite, guys, but I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, look, you know, the game played out a certain way. I mean, obviously they didn't I'm trying to remember watching the tape. Did Rattler throw a pick in this game?
He did not. No,
he did not.
The only turnovers in the game.
Well, that's why I said I think the secondary to me is just it's to me that's a work in progress. You know, Green is now a first year full time starter. He got burned a couple of times. In fact, Rattler missed a touchdown to Olave,
yep,
where he threw it behind him, and Green got turned around. But sometimes you got to tip your hat, too, because on the long, I guess Green got called for pass interference, which, just watching the tape, I didn't think it was, but that's irrelevant. On the long completion to Shahid, Green was right there with him. You know, I think Lenore's playing outside full-time now. He's not going in the slot, where a lot of people might think he's better served to play in the slot than he is outside. So I think there'll be games where they'll get tested, guys, on the perimeter with their corners. And I think that's going to be a work in progress. And I think you're going to have to live with that. Now, they're 2-0. Could they play in a game where, you know, they play a really good passing offense with a really good quarterback?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can they get burned? That could happen. You know, and I think fans are just going to have to accept that this will be a little bit of a work in progress. And don't forget, they're playing with a rookie in the slot. So, you know, this is, and they're playing with Pinnick at safety, who's been with a number of teams, and a rookie at the other safety position. So this is going to take a little time to be right in the way I think that fans would like it to be right. You know, so we'll see how it plays out. We'll see. I mean, they play Arizona this week. Arizona, to me, is one of the hardest offenses to figure out because I've had this conversation even with coaches. You just don't know what to expect from Kyler Murray. You just don't know.
Additionally, James Conner's a guy who's had his way with the Niners, at least last year, on the ground. And I look at last week, and Kamara was able to get some chunk plays against the Niner run defense. What'd you see from the Niner run defense as it pertains to facing James Conner on Sunday in Santa Clara?
You know, run games, when I watch tape, are always funny to me. Obviously, Kamara had, you know, he didn't break any long ones. You know, he had a couple of, you know, 10-yard runs. He probably had maybe three or four of those. I think his long might have been 15. But watching the tape, I didn't feel like, man, they're killing him in the run game. The tape didn't come across to me like that. Now, I'm sure they want to be better overall, but I almost felt like they played pretty good run defense watching the tape. It, you know, like I said, I didn't feel like, man, they're getting gashed. I didn't feel that way at all. And even in the pass game, you know, I know he threw the three touchdowns and didn't intercept him, but it didn't feel like he was marching up and down the field throwing the football. So, you know, I think, like I said, I think their front six is really solid. I think that'll get better. Those are veteran players. You know, some youngsters, obviously Williams, I think will continue to get better. You know, Collins played, I think, about 25 snaps. I think they really hope he can turn into a guy that plays 40 snaps. We know about Warner. I think that D. Winters is a really nice complement to Warner. He's played really well. It's just the back end. And the back end, you know, you can get burned on the back end and it makes your whole defense look bad. You know, you can start get burned on the back end and give up explosive plays. That's like bad starting pitching in baseball. When you're down 6-0 in the fourth inning, it makes your whole team look bad. You know, And your whole team might not be bad, but if your starting pitching's bad, it makes your whole team look bad.
No doubt about it. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us every single Wednesday on YouTube as well if you want to check it out. Greg, I want to go back and explore a little further that comment you just made about Kyler Murray and not knowing what to expect. Is that a good thing, do you mean? Sort of like he's a wild card, or is that a bad thing? He's inconsistent? Like, expand on that thought on Kyler.
You know, it's funny. I've always hated to use – there are certain words I don't like to use because I think that they don't mean a lot until you explain them, and I'll explain. Like words like instincts and consistency. You could say about any player, he needs to be more consistent. You know, you have to explain what that means. You know, I think Murray is a player because of his stature, number one, his play in the pocket is a function of it's a week-to-week function. Because obviously, if he's in the pocket and he's getting a lot of pressure and there's bodies around him, there are certain things he can't do because he just can't see it clearly. When you talk about the ability to make special plays outside of structure, those can happen in any given game, but they're not automatic. You know, they don't always happen. So could they happen this Sunday and he'd be great? I mean, I remember going back to last year, it might have been week two or week three against the Los Angeles Rams. He had three or four just ridiculous outside of structure plays. And, you know, everybody said, boy, Kyler Murray's great. But those plays don't happen every week. Now, they can happen any given week. To me, they're a team that starts with the run game. I've always really liked James Conner. I think he's physical. I think he's got a little more juice than people have always thought that he had. They're starting to work the second-year back Trey Benson in to the offense. I really liked him coming out of Florida State. So to me, they're a team that starts with the run game. Because, you know, when you talk about Murray, you just don't know necessarily what each week is going to bring. But there's no question you got to defend him because he can make plays with his legs.
And that's been a problem for the Niners historically, and James Conner kind of got him last year. But I'm curious about Trey McBride and what Arizona does offensively and what the Niners could do. How would they match up against a good tight end like Trey McBride?
Well, that's going to be interesting. They're not a high percentage man-to-man team, but when they do, what happens is they've used both Siegel and Pinnick to play the tight end, or if they decide to play with two safeties deep and play, you know, what we call cover one robber, where the safeties are out of man coverage, then D. Winters has been the matchup on the tight end. Now, McBride is a load. He's a really, really good tight end, and he's actually the number one receiver, not Marvin Harrison, at this point in time. That doesn't mean you don't have to worry about Marvin Harrison, but McBride has clearly been Murray's guy in those critical high leverage situations. So, you know, to me, McBride is the number one guy in the pass game that you've really got to take care of. But Harrison has great talent. Even Johnny Wilson is a nice, solid receiver, a number two. I mean, they're not bad in terms of it's not Johnny Wilson. What's his first
Michael,
name?
Man, yeah, Michael Wilson.
Yeah. Michael Wilson. I don't know why I said Johnny was the guy with the Eagles. Michael Wilson. He's the Stanford kid, I believe, who I liked. Another guy I liked coming out. But, you know, so they have players. It's not like they don't have players on offense.
Greg, yeah, you mentioned Harrison. And maybe this is a silly fantasy football question because he's clearly talented. But why doesn't he get more numbers? Why hasn't it popped a little bit more?
What I can't answer is why he doesn't get more targets.
Yeah.
That's really what goes on here, is he's not an automatic target guy. You would think that he would get, you know, 7, 8, 9 targets every single game, and that does not happen. And that's a question, to be honest with you, I cannot answer. I don't know why. I mean, you know, he's 6'3". You would think you could, you know, line him up at boundary X, the single receiver to the short side of the field, work him one-on-one. You get a lot of one-on-ones. Even if it's a zone concept, you get a lot of one-on-ones to the short side of the field. You know, work them that way. I can't answer that. I just don't know the answer. But they do not throw him the ball as much as you would think that you would throw a guy who was drafted, what, fourth, I believe?
Fourth
overall.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and drafted by me on my fantasy team. Should I start him, Greg?
Well, that's, you know, I'm not a fantasy player, so I don't think in those terms.
Yeah,
but,
boy, okay. I thought maybe just once you would for me,
would
Greg.
Think,
yeah,
at some boy. Point you would think that yeah. he's going to break out and become a truly meaningful week-to-week part of the pass game, not just, oh, he had a big game, and then next week he gets four targets.
Yeah.
Greg, have you ever thought about how intimidating it would be to play against you
Holy
in fantasy football?
Toledo.
You know, it's funny you say that. It's I'm not good at that because just like I'm not good at picking games because I can give you too many reasons on each side. So I don't, to be honest with you, I don't think I'd be any good in fantasy football.
Too much information. Yeah, he might get locked up.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think you should believe in yourself, Greg, and keep working on that jumper. Don't give up.
Oh, but hey, that's what I had. I had a jumper, by the way. Yeah. It was pretty smooth.
Let me ask you this.
Do you guys have any inside info on Purdy? I understand he practiced a little today.
Limited, and he lined up as the QB3, but those on the scene said there was no limp.
Yeah, boy, do you think there's a – I mean, I'd be surprised if he played this week, but I guess he could.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle said he has a chance. That was all he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, the last thing you want to do, you know, because they came out last week definitively and said it's a 2 to 5 week injury, definitively. And now all of a sudden, you know, well, again, you never know how guys heal.
Right. No, there are reporters shaking in their boots right now as we speak, Greg, because they might have been wrong, but probably not. Anyway, great stuff as always. Thank you for doing it.
Hey, guys, love being with you. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do it again next Wednesday. That's the great Greg Cosell of NFL Films.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.